close to home and work and help everybody out in the community. Right out of high school, I started at this dealership washing cars and progressively moved on up. I've been in the service department, I worked on the cars, cleaned them, sold them, done about everything. The most satisfaction I get out of working at Moore Shoreline is helping somebody get into a new vehicle. It's rewarding. It's small dealership, we're family here. I mean, we spend more time with people here than we do with our own families, and most of the time family comes here to see us. Everybody knows everybody's family, and it's great. Oh, I love GM. I had three uncles retired out of General Motors, and that's all I know is General Motors. If you're looking for a newer used vehicle, come see me, Derek Holland, at Moore Shoreline. You will get more at Moore Shoreline.
On the first play of this fourth quarter, Zach Kretschmer gets the handoff. He gets out for about 3 yards. Tackle made by number 10, Kyle Jordan for Cass City. Second down, 7 to go for Lakers at their own 27-yard line. According to the spot, just a 2-yard gain. Running clock situation, Cass City 45, Lakers nothing. Lakers on the night, 241 yards. That includes all special teams. You take that out, you're looking at about 128 yards on the night. It's a handoff, a pitch out to the right side to Logan Collison Russell, and he's brought down to the backfield by number 60, Jeremy Velasquez. A loss of 4 on the play, way back at the 23-yard line. Third down, 12 to go.
Lakers still in the double wing situation. They run one to the left, one to the right. They get a couple yards on the first play and absolutely nothing on second down as Velasquez makes the tackle in the backfield, and it kind of like it's been all night. It's third and long for Lakers offense.
Once again, third and 12 from the 23-yard line in their own territory, trailing by 45 points at home. Double wing. Lakers. Bryce Sears pitches it out to Zach Kretschmer. Breaks free of one tackle. Gets a little positive yards, and then Sandy Cathrell and Kyle Jordan's there to stop him. It is tracks at the 26-yard line. And we have a down player for Cass City. That appears to be Sandon Cathrell. He's slow to get up. Yep. As teammate, number 11, trying to get him up, Colin Rubel. So he seems to be okay, hobbling a little bit. It's that left ankle once again. It's been giving him trouble all night. Hate to see injuries, especially in a game that's been quite decided to this point. 10:27 left in the fourth, and he'll be walked off by the Kansas City coaching staff.
I'm going to ask the question that everybody's thinking. I'm not even sure why he's in the game right now. I'd be totally truthful. So hopefully it's not a serious injury, because they will need him if they're going to make any sort of run through the rest of this regular season and possibly even a playoff run.
So before this game, Sandon Cathrell, not exactly sure what his rushing yards were against Montrose. I presume not much, though. He had 9 carries for 106 yards. Tonight, he's close to 200. The kick from Anthony Sharon on the punt is high, and it takes a big Laker bounce inside the 40 and finally comes down to rest and is stopped by Ethan Wisner at the 32-yard line. So Lakers flips the field with 10 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Gives the ball back to Kansas City after another 4-and-out, 3-and-out.
You know, that punt, Clark, looked like one of your old drivers that just went straight up in the air. But normally you don't get that lucky forward bounce like they just got.
I find a tree and then fall behind it.
Or just plugs right in the ground.
That
goes
too.
Nowhere.
That too. I've done that before.
Yes.
I have a 10.5 degree driver, but it sometimes feels like it's a 45.
Impressive.
Sandy Cathrell in the game, still at quarterback now for Cass City. First and 10 from their own 33. .9:15 left in the fourth. Cathrell hands it off, and it's a handoff to Alex Perry, and there's Blake Smithers to stop that one in his tracks, and that's the first tackle for a loss for Lakers tonight. A 2-yard loss, stopped by Blake Smithers. Alex Perry, the ball carrier, at the 30-yard line, second and 12. Tristan Swiderski is now the fullback.
And I'm watching Blake Smithers move around down there, and he is hurting. He is suffering. He is favoring that ankle, that one that he walked off in the first quarter. And you know, it doesn't matter who we play around here. There is not many people, if anybody, that can block him one-on-one. And if he's hurt a little bit on that left leg, he becomes vulnerable to a one-on-one situation. Normally, he's taking double teams, and that really hurts that defensive line, and hopefully he's not too seriously injured.
8.5 to play in regulation. It's a handoff right up the middle to the new fullback. That'd be Swiderski. He gets out to the 34-yard line, a gain of 4 on the play. Tackle made by Lakers' Logan Collison-Russell, a linebacker. He'd be a sophomore. Third down and 8 for Cass City. 8 minutes, 12 seconds left in the fourth. 45-0 Redhawks.
Just no room to run there for Swiderski as he gets by that line of scrimmage, but not much after, and Lakers swarms to the football and makes a nice tackle and forces one of the rare third and longs for the Cass City offense. Third down and 8.
7:55 now in the fourth quarter. 45-0 Cass City over Lakers. Buck Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Dan Benke with your call tonight from Elkton Pigeon Bay Poor Lakers. Third and 8. Cuthrell is under center. And Hayden Horn has the first down.
Off
he's at
races.
Midfield. He's at the 40-yard line. Now the 30 to the 20 to the 15. Pulling away at the 5. Touchdown, Hayden Horn for the 66-yard run for the score with 7:29 left in regulation. Cass City 51, Lakers nothing.
I like how you said he was pulling away at like the 10-yard line. I think he pulled away about
midfield,
yeah. And there was nobody near him. I was trying to say it, but it didn't take long. I heard Dan Bank in my ear say, he's gone. It didn't take long.
Yeah.
He had a full head of speed, and there's not many guys that can catch Hayden Horn. He has a ton of speed, and here comes the extra point unit again.
Three plays and 67 yards on that drive. Results in another touchdown. Hayden Horn with the last two. This time 67 yards. No, excuse me, 66. Going for the extra point again from Reischauer. And this one is blocked by Blake Smithers as he blasted through that line. And he seems to be hobbling a little bit as he fell, came down on that ankle hard. So, score remains 51-0. Cass City, now that we've crossed the 50-point differential, the clock does not stop even for touchdowns. Only injuries. 6:20 left, and we'll take a break. We'll return after this. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Cass City 51, Lakers nothing.
Get into the hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, Ten Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and 5x5 or 5x6, starting at $499. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the Ruger AR-450 and exclusive model 77 Hawkeye 450 in 20-inch or 24-inch barrels. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake, only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, October 5th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leopold.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Garrett Bowles brings in the kick from Reischauer at the 10-yard line. He muffs it. It falls forward, and he dives on it at the 15-yard line, and that's where they'll start this drive, trailing 51-0 to Cass City with 4:42 left in the fourth quarter with a running clock situation. First and 10, right to left, across your radio. Substitutions coming in for the Lakers as well as for Cass City. Looks like no more Sandy Cuthrell out there, at least. A lot of really, really white jerseys for Cass City, as Dan Vicky just pointed out.
Nice.
That's
and
a sign.
Clean,
it's
shiny,
either a
yes.
Sign of extremely good laundry or not much playing time. 4:13 left. Pitch to the right side to number four. That would be Noah Vaughn. Wing back, he's a junior. He's stopped in the backfield by Colin Rubel. He's back at the 18-yard line. A loss of